AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's state news agency says Tehran is rejecting a 45-day ceasefire plan. They want the war to end. President Trump has threatened more attacks on Iran if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened to all shipping traffic.
The day after Easter. I want to be a nice person. They have till tomorrow. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also.
The deadline he set was at 8 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. The president also spoke at the White House about the rescue of an American pilot whose plane was shot down in Iran.
In a breathtaking show of skill and precision, lethality and force, America's military descended on the area, the real area, engaged the enemy, rescued the stranded officer, destroyed all threats, and exited Iranian territory while taking no casualties of any kind.
The pilot was seriously injured. Artemis II has broken Apollo 13's distance record. The three Americans and one Canadian journeyed farther from Earth than any other humans.
We will continue our journey even further into space before Mother Earth succeeds in pulling us back to everything that we hold dear. But we most importantly choose this moment to challenge this generation and in the next to make sure this record is not long lived.
The Apollo 13 crew logged a maximum distance of 248,655 miles from Earth in 1970. A federal court in Nevada is ruling against a Trump-era immigration policy requiring Immigration and Customs Enforcement to detain nearly everyone facing deportation. This is AP News. Two U.S. lawmakers visiting Cuba denounced the island's economic bombing under an energy blockade.
Democratic representatives Pramila Jayapal of Washington and Jonathan Jackson of Illinois met with Cuba's President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other leaders during a five-day trip that ended Sunday.
The moment is here for us to have a real negotiation between our two countries and to reverse failed U.S. policy of decades, a Cold War era remnant that no longer serves the American people or the Cuban people.
Díaz-Canel wrote on X that he denounced the criminal damage caused by the blockade imposed by the current U.S. administration and its threats of even more aggressive actions. I'm Julie Walker.
The NCAA men's college basketball title will be decided tonight in Indianapolis. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.